Welcome to the Gauteng Wholesale and Retail CETA Leadership Chairs podcast. Hosted at the University of Johannesburg's Department of Marketing Management, we have conversations with wholesalers, retailers, and industry experts from South Africa and around the world. We also speak with renowned researchers so that we can provide you with information that promotes excellence and advances the retail industry.
Good day, everyone. I am Dr. Simona Pillay, newly elected WNR CETA Leadership Chair at the University of Johannesburg and your host for our WNR CETA podcast series titled Empowering Retail for a Better Tomorrow. The series is focused on a discussion topics that bridge the gap between the retailing industry and academia to empower and inspire the future of retailing in South Africa. Today's podcast is the first in our series titled Youth Voices Amplified, where we are handing over the mic to some of our most inspirational and dedicated students who partook in a youth pilot program in 2023 funded by the WNR CETA. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by some remarkable young individuals who have completed this program and their right-hand man, who helped facilitate this program and mentor our students, Mr. Sandile Maseko. Thank you all for joining us today on this special episode. I would now like to hand over to each of our students present here today to introduce themselves and share one fun fact about them.
My name is Mthabisi Ndlovu. I was born and raised in Johannesburg. My funniest fact is I like to dance, so all my colleagues last day knew me about dancing, laughing, and yeah.
Cool. Our other student here in studio with us today, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Qaqamba Magele, and I am one of the students, and remarkably, I passed. I didn't think I will pass this course because I was more into science. Yeah, that's one of my fun facts.
Thank you. Something I also want to just acknowledge is our previous leadership chair, Dr. Beata Stielemulder, who found the gap and initiated this program from the get-go. I think it's actually something we can get into conversation about, and it's one of the interesting topics and challenges that we face in retail. But before we get there, I'd like to start by asking Sandile, who was the facilitator of the program, to just share a little bit about what the youth program entails and how did he find the program last year in 2023 when it ran.
Okay. So the program was a youth employment program aimed at giving the youth, the unemployed youth in South Africa, an opportunity to, one, be employed, two, an opportunity of education, higher education, in fact. So the purpose was to focus on students who didn't necessarily pass their matric well enough to get them entry into an higher education institute. So we looked at the low scoring students with regards to their matric results, and this was going to articulate them into a diploma going forward, and we'll discuss that further throughout the podcast.
Cool. Thanks, Sandile. And as we know, unemployment and education are quite pertinent issues in the country. So from our side and as the new chair, I think it was a great initiative to have put in place. And although it was a pilot program, there were some learnings that we took away from it, which we want to discuss with the students today to see where improvements could potentially be made. So I want to pass the questions on to the students. If each of you can maybe just tell us a little bit about how you found the program.
The program was very exciting and I learned a lot. I learned a lot, honestly, especially at work because we were working and studying at UJ. So I learned a lot. I learned that retail is not just a one scope, you know. It's broad and, yeah, a lot. There are a lot of opportunities in retail, yeah.
And how did that impact your confidence and skills?
My confidence, because I had to deal with customers and managers. I think I've learned how to communicate, and that has boosted my confidence in articulating myself and learning how to express myself.
That's beautiful. I think the way that you are doing it now, given that we're in a podcast, we can see that you have definitely built up your confidence. So thank you for that. How did you find the balancing work and studies?
Oh, that one was so tough for me because I had to deal with a lot of stress at work. Stress, customers, dealing with a lot of people, kind of behaviors. But with the friends that I had, the family that I got, with my friends, we had some time to study, engage, motivation. We kept ourselves up and we got some study times like on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. Those were our free times to study and complete everything.
Okay. And how did you find the program in general?
The program came as an opportunity for me because I managed to enter the doors of UJ. And that one was my dream because every time when I took a taxi from home to Cresta, it usually passed by APK. So I was like, I want to enter there. Unfortunately, my marks, but God gave, God's will took place. Then I managed to enter UJ. I really enjoyed the get together, enjoying everything, the dining, meeting new people, and even getting to meet new, to gain new experience at work. And yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's also inspirational to see that, you know, dreams do come true. And we are very happy for you that you were able to embark on this journey and achieve one of those dreams. If I can ask, what are you currently studying now with UJ?
Studying diploma in retail business management.
And how's that going for you?
So far, so good, because now at least there is part of the module that I like, applied accountancy skills. Back then, I used to dream to become an accountant, so I'm really enjoying that module. So, yeah.
Good. Fun. So one of the challenges that we identified as facilitators and coordinators of this program were that quite a few students dropped out. And so we want to, from your your opinion and from your perspective, to see why some of these students dropped out. What do you think some of the issues might have been?
Oh, personally, I think students thought this is a learnership. And so, they thought it's a learnership. So they thought this opportunity will just pass by, won't keep them going. So they just dropped out. They were looking for fast cash. Because most people dropped out after getting their first payment, first stipend. They started dropping out. Yeah.
Okay. I would say that Sandile said a lot of students didn't have the marks to be in university. So I feel like it was too much for some of us. And yeah, also with our employer, yes, it was too much. Cause I remember I went through a phase where I was depressed. Yeah, very depressed. And yeah, it wasn't nice with them, but UJ and you and CETA, Telkom and everything, yes, that was good.
And I guess having to balance working and studying for young students who have come out of school, that might have also been difficult and exposed you to what it means to have all of these multifaceted skills that get you through work and get you through your studies. Mm-hmm. And I guess your weekends weren't really weekends, right? It was a lot of hard work, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to congratulate you for pushing through. I mean, you are part of our phenomenal 8 students that made it through the program. So congratulations for getting through.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask as well, given that what you've just shared with us, how some of the students dropped out, what kept you motivated to complete this course?
Personally, I'm very academic, and I have a dream to, Sandile knows this, but I want to be a nurse. Honestly, I want to be a nurse, and I have a dream of finishing with this course and passing with great marks and then continuing with nursing through UJ. So yeah, that's what I want to do.
Oh, personally, in everything I do, I believe I need to finish everything. When I start, I need to finish. And before I started this program, I set goals. Mm. I told myself I'll qualify for the top 6 students that will attend the Yoba Awards. And surely that happened. Then I told myself that I'll get this bazaar, and it surely happened. So I start and finish everything that I do.
Well done. Yeah. I love that. I think it's such a powerful thing to have that dedication and commitment, not just for this program, but as you continue on with your studies at UJ.
Back to the motivators. We had a few initiatives to motivate you guys within the program. Like Tabisi has mentioned, the Yoba Awards, where the top 6 students in the first semester went to Sandton, and they were part of the Youth Brand Awards of South Africa, and other motivators such as meeting celebrities like Sumizi and Taz the Medium. I want to find out from you guys, as students, did that stimulate you to want to do more, or are there other initiatives that you feel like we could have implemented in motivating your classmates in doing better?
I feel like that was enough, hey? Like, meeting so easy. I've never met any celebrity. That was a great motivation for me. That shows that you were committed in making a change in our lives. And we appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, the team did very well to keep us entertained throughout the year, because they know studying and working at the same time, it's so tough. So they come up with ways to keep us motivated. As for me, personally, meeting Tez really kept me motivated, because she's spiritually gifted. So she said some things that even right now I'm still marking down, hoping that they'll happen. And if it happens, then I'll give a call and go out for lunch. Who knows?
That's lovely. Thank you for that. So how did you find the retail certificate with UJ? How did that go for you guys?
We obviously applied, and we were selected amongst the ones who applied, and we were called for interviews. After that's how we got it.
Funny enough, I saw the post on WhatsApp status on my friend, so I just took chances, applied on the beginning of January, if I'm not of January or February. Then finally I got a call. I was so happy, but I went for an interview. It took long to respond to me. I was so worried, starting to question, what's going on? Then finally I was added to the group chat, then went to the launch, work readiness. And
okay. And in regards to your academics, how did you find the retail certificate? Was it challenging? Were there certain modules that were difficult? Was it a breeze for you guys? Because you guys are our top achievers. So I want to understand, was it benchmarked very high? Tell us about that experience.
Based on the modules, I think the modules were fair enough, because we had English for everyone who liked reading and writing. read maths for everyone who preferred hard questions, cracking their minds, and he had personal sailing for the first semester, which was easy for me. Yeah. Then the other two, I think they needed more time and face to face contact and learning, because some retailing, your personal, showed me flames, Mara. I tried.
So with me, I enjoyed maths, and I guess my marks would tell. I enjoyed maths, and I enjoyed how the lecturer would make sure that each and every student understood every chapter and the work he put in making sure that everyone is on the same page. Yes. And yeah, a lot of new modules, business studies. I've never done business studies, but I enjoyed every module. Yes. I didn't have any. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, I'd want to know, how did, what challenges did you find within the program in its entirety, and how did that challenge contribute to your growth personally or academically?
The challenges would be, obviously, our employer. Everything was going smoothly, and then our employer came, but that pushed me to become more independent and be strong. Yes. And at times you would have to use common sense, and yeah, that's what I learned from the whole thing. Yes, I learned to be strong more than anything.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Touching on our employer, yeah, for me the employer was so challenging, but it made me to become stronger and to say what I want to say, and that gave me strength to believe on myself. So, and now I understand some things don't need instant reaction. You just wait until everything passes and just see it. Never mind, and keep on moving, because some setbacks are said to test you, keep you strong, and keep on going.
Great, thank you.
I just want to comment on this, and considering that you both have come from school into the program last year, I must commend you for the grace and the maturity that I see within you, and knowing how far you've come and the challenges that you faced. When you talk about strength and resilience and what the program taught you, you know, those personal human skills that are different from what you learn professionally or academically. I feel that, you know, I feel it, I see it, and I think you guys are really the top achievers, not academically, but the face of this pilot program and what the ultimate goal was, to have a whole holistic view of our students and what they are capable of doing. So I'm very inspired by your stories, and I'm excited to hear what you can share with us going forward. I'd like to bring in now the retail career aspect, and I want to ask you, before you started this youth employment project, what were some of your perceptions or thoughts about retailing?
I thought that retailing is draining, stressful, and yeah, it's a one-way route. Like, you don't learn anything. That's what I thought before. Yes.
Oh, for me, retailing, I thought it was a career or a job for people who didn't have like degrees or masters in anything, because I usually compare, I took it for like people who were doing cashier, cleaners in the works, in the environment, merchandisers, yeah. But now they have the understanding that it's broad, that you can become a manager, look after everything, yeah.
So what in your job experience exposed you to that? Did you interact with managers, or did you see them in action and then decide this is where I'd like to be one day?
Yeah, personally, the store I was working at, the store manager was the guy who had that power, influence. When he stepped in, everything started to move fast. So I like, yeah, this guy got influence and power. So if one day I could become the store manager one day, yeah, I got encouraged and inspired when I saw that guy.
Mm.
Yeah, so I shout out to him, wherever he is, let the store keep on running, become better and better.
And you?
I had a good relationship with the managers, and yeah, they always made sure that they, what can I say, they motivate me. They honestly told me they wouldn't want to see me merchandising or doing, I must be in a higher level. So yeah.
That must have been so empowering.
Very empowering.
And so validating, mm-hmm. hey, for someone to recognize yes. your worth. No, that's amazing. What did you love most about working in retail?
I just loved interacting with different personalities, especially with customers, yes. And having to learn new things, because we were merchandising, right? And we learned about different products that we have never seen before, because I was picking products that I've never seen before and seen how they would change my perspective. Yes.
What I liked in the retail space is that my colleagues got me inspired every time. The way we interact, they told me new things, how to convince a customer to take another substitute product. Told me new skills, how to approach a manager, how to carry yourself, to dress up, how to smile with the customer, like everything. The colleagues kept me going, kept me moving.
Do you think that what you were studying, you know, because you guys were working and studying at the same time, and all the content that was available for you to go through online, did the practical aspect of being in the retailer help your understanding of the theory that you were studying?
Of course, yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And would you maybe recommend that students do get exposure to some type of work in retail, even if it's for a week, that would help them better understand the theory?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you for that. What were your biggest challenges while working in retail?
My biggest challenge was waking up ill. That was my biggest challenge.
Hey, me too. You're waking up ill.
What time did you have to wake up?
Because I stayed in Soweto, I had to take two taxis to go to work. So I had to wake up at 5 in order to be at work at 7.
Sure.
So yeah, that was too much.
That was early.
Yes.
And same with you?
No, at first, when I started working there, I really hated that job. So every time I think of waking up, I was like, oh God, I'm going back there. But when time moved on, started to enjoy, then yeah, it was a good thing. Waking up early, enjoying, going to work smiling, knowing that, yeah, I'm coming back home. So yeah.
Mindset is important, eh?
Yes.
And you guys were put in a situation where you were exposed to the workplace, but it might not have been in your ideal career. And so you were challenged to maintain that self-discipline, which it seems like was also one of the skills that you learned throughout this experience. Yes. Where do you think the retailers as employers can improve, especially when bringing in young graduates into their retail spaces?
Personally, how they treat merchandisers. Yeah, that's what I can say. Yeah.
Why do they not treat them well, or?
Yeah, most of the time they get blamed for maybe stock damage. Yeah, a lot of things, because we are responsible for the stock.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean that If anything bad happens to the stock, we are to be blamed entirely for this.
Yeah, adding on what Q said, I think merchandisers need to be given more, not power, I'll say more rights to govern them, because the way they are treated there, anything that goes wrong, it's a merchandiser. Mm-hmm. Imagine not balancing at the till points, merchandisers, everything is a merchandiser, but those people are keeping the stock going on, because we're changing the stock, rotating everything there, making sure the stock is there, doing orders there, everything.
Expired stock, making sure that it's out of the shelves before the dates. Yeah.
Imagine. Do you think they maybe undermine the value of the merchandiser?
Yes, definitely they do. They do. 100%. It's like they see that we, like, without us, without the merchandisers, the shop won't be performing as it is performing. But at the same time, they don't want to admit that we are of great value.
Mm.
Yes.
If you can maybe take us back to that first day when you walked into this retailer, what was going through your mind? What did the retailers do to help put your mind at ease? Was there good communication? Was there good management? How did you feel more comfortable after that first day?
For me, the first day when I got there, I got this other lady. We were working together. So she was like, no, relax, I'll teach you everything. She told me how to read the PI label, how to package, how to use the FIFO mode, first in, first out. So that's how it is. So yeah, it was great. Even though I was shy, communicating with the managers, the way they were acting up so tough, and like when you see them, you need to feel scared. But yeah, throughout the days, I learned, okay, this guy is doing his job at the end. So he needs to present that certain attitude to keep their employees like in a straight order. So, yeah.
My first day was nice. I was introduced to my rep manager, like from my employer. So he was very kind and made sure that he motivates me and made sure that I feel comfortable. Yes, when we got there, he introduced me to the store manager. Yes, he was very welcoming and it was nice.
Okay. That's good to know that our retail managers are mindful of young blood coming in, making sure they feel comfortable, communicating with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can commend them for that. Having completed this program, what do you think your perceptions about the retail industry are now? Or let me put it like this. Would you work in retail?
As a manager? I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would. There are a lot of job opportunities, a lot of opportunities inside retail, the retail industry, and I see it growing. Yeah.
Yeah, I would work as a probably maybe own my own retail than going back to the field.
You want to have your own store.
Going back to the field, maybe as a director or something, regional manager, but going back down there, I can't.
What do you think about something in online retail? Online merchandising, online buying.
Online retail has changed. Yeah, it's good for the game because we're now able to get personalized items. You can order anything at your comfort of your home sitting. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. It's good. And it's a good benefit for the business and also to the people. It broadens out the industry. Mm-hmm. So that it creates more opportunities for people to work. Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel better equipped to pursue a career in retail after completing this course?
Better equipped how?
Skills, knowledge, experience.
Experience, yes. Yeah. for me, it's experience.
Yeah, experience, yeah. Skills, yeah, I need to get my experience. Yeah.
If there wasn't a practical component to this program, like you having to go into retail to work, and if it was just an online program where you had to study or even come to campus for face-to-face classes, do you think that just based off that theory that you learned, you would have wanted to pursue a career in retail?
No and yes.
Okay.
No, because I would still have no idea what happens down there.
Mm.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't know what is a roller cage. I didn't know what... I didn't know a lot of things. And, I learned a lot. Honestly, I learned a lot.
Oh, personally, I'll say yes, at the state, because I'll maybe have seen myself becoming a manager, not seeing myself becoming a merchandiser. Because in that theory, you all learn how to manage like stock or doing all the managing, not doing like being the floor, packing stock. So now I now understand everyone needs to start somewhere, understand the levels. The
Well, I haven't spoken to you guys, and being a lecturer in retail, I mean, I can see the value of getting our students exposed to a few days in retail. You were there for quite a long time.
Yes.
But certain terms and concepts won't really make sense if you're studying it from a textbook versus when you are there in the retail store. So I think it's important to acknowledge the benefit that this program had on the experiential learning aspect and the work integrated learning. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And is it within the retail and wholesale sector?
To be honest, man, in 5 years, I probably see myself having a good life, having a wife, having kids. Yeah, having a good life and just stable. Maybe I might be working in a retail or not in a retail, but on God knows. So that's why I let everything to God's hands. I might plan, but on God decides,
For me, I think I'd be studying.
Studying like a post-grad.
Yeah, post-grad. Yeah.
But in nursing.
In nursing, definitely.
Not
nursing.
Retail.
No.
Well, it's good to know that this gave you a stepping stone.
Yes.
And it's a valuable experience that you can add onto your CVs. And
definitely.
You made some money along the way. And you picked up some concepts. And 5 years doesn't seem like that long. And things are changing so quickly in the world nowadays. You don't know where you're going to end up. But if I can just sum up what I've heard, I think you both are really good students. You are phenomenal. You've grown a lot. You've shown us dedication and commitment. And those are skills that will drive a student towards success in any qualification, not just this particular program. But I'm grateful that you were here to share your experiences and hopefully motivate our future intake for this course once we decide to run it again, that there is benefit to it. Thank you for coming. Sandile, any concluding remarks from your side?
We've got two great students here. They've learned a lot, and I'm sure when they walk into a store now, they have better appreciation for the people who pack, the tellers, because you know the back end.
Mm.
And being on that floor, you learned vital skills, which you'll carry forever.
Mm.
You might not know them now, but in future, you'll definitely identify that there was a certain skill that you gained there.
Mm.
And just generally, you guys will prosper in your careers, respectively, because you did make it this far, because you have an X factor about you, and you seized an opportunity that was granted. So I'm proud of you guys. You guys, I've been with you for the past 12 plus months, mm-hmm. and it's been a roller coaster, but we've made it. It's been hard. It's been fun. There's been tears. Yeah. There's been fights, but, you know, it's good to see having students see it through and at the end prosper. And I can tell you guys are happy now.
Yeah.
Continuing your studies, mm-hmm. having a full bursary.
Yes.
And these are opportunities that you never thought you'd have. So well done to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Super. Thanks, Sandile. Any last minute thoughts from your side for future students coming into this program?
I would say to them, take this opportunity very serious. Appreciate every moment, and not everyone gets this opportunity. I'm very grateful. I don't want to lie. I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Oh, my last words are, in everything they are doing, they need to do it 100%. Don't do it to please your friends or what, because the opportunity you get, make use of it. Opportunity only comes once in life. When it comes, grab it with both hands and make a change. Make a change, yeah.
Powerful, wise words from our students. Just like Sandile said, we are proud of you. You are our WNR CETA babies that went through this program for the first time, and we are looking forward to your graduations next week. That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you all to our listeners for tuning into the podcast. And remember that empowering youth is actually quite essential. It's one of the mandates of the WNR CETA. It's one of their objectives. And that's what we are trying to do here with this podcast, with the programs that we implement. Until next time, cheers.
Bye.
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 You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.